A quartet of carolers in New York City had a different take on the seasonal favorite Silver Bells this weekend.
Matzo balls, matzo balls, we love our
That song was inspired by Cafe Edison, a Times Square favorite. It was sung at a rally yesterday to save the diner. It recently received an eviction notice. For decades, Cafe Edison has served everyone from tourists to Broadway luminaries. Jeff London has more on why there is such interest in the little family restaurant.
It starts with the cafe's founders and the way they made sure customers were treated right.
It's just to pay attention to them. You whisk them, you plug them a little bit. You have to make them home, yes?
That's Frances Edelstein, a Polish Holocaust survivor who opened the place with her husband Harry in 1980. We spoke over a decade ago after Neil Simon, yes, that Neil Simon, wrote a play set in the Cafe Edison called 45 Seconds from Broadway.
She's like a Jewish mother, which she really is, and she wants you to eat.
So did her late husband, Harry. They served up what could only be called Jewish soul food. Blintzes, latkes, matzo ball soup.
That's what makes us famous here. We're making everyday different soups. Just what we got, matzo ball and noodle soup every day.
And they made sure everybody ate, says Manny Eisenberg, who's produced most of Neil Simon's plays and is a regular. He remembers one man who sold knockoff watches in Times Square.
This man would come to the restaurant and go to the counter and only order soup. And Harry, being a busybody, after the third or fourth time the man came in, he said, "Why don't you eat something?" And the man said he couldn't afford it. But he had the soup because they're hearty soups in the winter. The man turns out to be a Muslim from Africa. Harry is a Holocaust-surviving Jew. And he proceeded to give orders that whenever this man comes in, he's to be fed at no cost. It's a great, one of the great American stories.
The producer says he reached deals on the cafe's napkins. Playwright August Wilson sketched scenes on napkins. The Edelsteins were even given a special Tony Award for serving the industry. Everyone was family, and after Harry Edelstein died, his son-in-law Conrad Stroll ran the business the same way. For the past decade, the cafe hasn't had a lease with its landlord, the Edison Hotel. Its owner was another Holocaust survivor who said the cafe could stay as long as it wanted. Then, Stroll says, he died and his son took over.
He decided that he didn't want us here, didn't want Cafe Edison, and he wanted a white tablecloth restaurant with a named chef.
The cafe certainly isn't that, but it does have the kind of old-time New York charm, like vaulted plaster ceilings, that's becoming increasingly rare, especially around Times Square, says historian Anastasia Mann, who's been coming to the Cafe Edison for about 15 years.
Look at the ceilings. Not a lot of ceilings like that left in the city. It's the Blintzes, for sure. The waitress who calls me baby. Very few people in the world I like to call me baby, but she's one of them.
And when the news got out that the cafe was being evicted right after Christmas, a groundswell of support erupted on Facebook and other social media. The theater community, as well as regular customers, banded together to try to save the cafe, with a petition that's gotten around 9,000 signatures and lunch mobs on weekends. If the cafe closes, more than 30 employees, most of whom are immigrants like its founders, will be out of work. Fivencio Rosendo has been a busboy at the cafe for the last 15 years.
Me no trabajo, no working. Stop.
Polish-born waitress Maria Horomańska, who's worked at the Cafe Edison for 5 years, says she's sad and angry, but perks up when asked about her favorite foods on the menu.
Pastrami on the right, yum. Cheese blintzes, yum. Kasza weneska, wow. That's I grew up on. That's why I love it.
And that's why a lot of people who make what's lovingly called the Polish Tea Room a regular destination will miss it when it closes. Joan Carlton, who lives in Kansas City, says she makes a beeline to the Cafe Edison whenever she's in town for a bowl of matzo ball soup.
The only place I ever have it. and it's the best in the world.
Owner Conrad Stroll says he hopes all the media attention will get the cafe a reprieve. And as of yesterday, he's been in talks with the hotel's owner to see if something can be worked out. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.